We're up to Yeshaya Perek Mem, Pasuk Chav Zayin. We just had the Haftorah for Shabbos Nachamu, in which the Navi discussed comforting Yerushalayim. Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, speak to the heart of Yerushalayim. It's been abandoned all of these years. Klal Yisrael's not there. When are they going to come back home? And the Navi said, make a kol kora, kol omer kora. The voice says, call out and announce that the roads will be prepared and everyone will return to Yerushalayim. Now the Navi discusses us, Klal Yisrael, the people, the nation that is in Golos. And they wonder what's going to be with them. And the Navi now directs his consolation, his nechama, to Klal Yisrael. And as we'll see, this is the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha. And we'll see what this has to do with Avraham Avinu and how this is appropriate for Parshas Lech Lecha. The Navi says, Lama Somar Yaakov. Why do you say Yaakov? Usadabar Yisrael, and you declare Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. And what does Klal Yisrael say? What are their words? They say, Nistero Darki Me Hashem. My way is hidden from Hashem. Ume Elokai, and from my God, my Elokim, Mishpati Yavor. My Mishpat, my cause, my case, just seems Yavor. It's passed over. It's whatever grievances we have don't seem to be addressed. And we're ignored, we're forgotten about. That's the way Klal Yisrael feels in Golus. It's been a long Golus, and as if Hashem is not repaying us for the good that we do. And when will the Geula come? And as the Malbim explains, when we think about the way life has been in Golus all these years, it could lead to two types of thoughts. Chas v'sholom, they're both incorrect, but there are those who might feel gam sichlom halach achoranis, their intelligence went backwards, and they deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on. We're suffering. And where is Hashem's Yediyah and Hashkocha that Hashem knows and cares for us? Or perhaps they feel that it's already been planned what's going to be in the world, and whatever is happening is predetermined. And they question the whole idea of Schar V'Onesh, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're going to do, the truth is, when you do a mitzvah, Hashem knew you were going to do a mitzvah. Which is correct, that Hashem does know that. And if we do an Aveira, Hashem knew we were going to do the Aveira. And therefore, the truth is that question, why does anybody deserve a reward or punishment? It seems almost as if it's pre-programmed that Hashem knows exactly what we're going to do. And therefore, it could be, with all the mitzvahs that we do, Hashem knows we were going to do the mitzvahs, and it's as if there's no free will, and we don't deserve a reward. And that could be it's a deeper way of looking at it, but it's also incorrect. And we know Yaakov refers to Klal Yisrael on a lower level. That was the name that Yaakov Avinu had, Vayakveni Zeh Pamayim, he tricked me twice, Yado Achezes Ba'akev Esav, he's holding on to the heel of Esav, but he's the underdog, Yaakov is at a lower level. That's Yaakov. In Yisrael is the higher level. Kisarisim Elohim v'manoshim. You're able to fight with the angels, with people. Batuchol, and Yaakov prevailed. Then he has the name Yisrael. Lama Somar Yaakov. Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, when they're in a lower level. Somar, they say the following words. Usadaber Yisrael, and when they are Yisrael on their higher level, then it's not just a simple amira, it's not just a statement, but it's a dibur. And a dibur here means to discuss it at length and to probe with an argument. Usedaber Yisrael. And Yisrael has a dibur. They have a statement to say to Hashem. They have proofs and they have reasonings that seem that things are not working the way Hashem promised. The words of Yaakov and the declaration of Yisrael. Yaakov says, Nistro darki me Hashem. I feel as if my path is hidden from Hashem. As if Hashem doesn't know what's happening. He's not mashkiach, he's not supervising. We're suffering all these years. What about all the mitzvahs we're doing? That's what Yaakov says. Nistro darki me Hashem. I feel like my derech, my path, is hidden from Hashem. And the words that Yisrael say, what does Usedaber Yisrael, what does Yisrael declare? They say, Ume Elokai, from my Elokim, the one who's my God, the one who knows me, is the one who's close with me. But Mishpati Yavar, it seems as justice has passed me by. My cause is not, it's just not relevant. May Elokai Mishpat Yavor, my Mishpat has sort of passed and gone away. As if they feel that Hashem knows what they're going to do, and therefore there's no reward for doing it. And therefore all the mitzvahs don't seem to be bringing about the geula and bringing about all the good that's been promised. So the Novi answers, Halo Yodato. Didn't you know? Imlo shamata. Did you not hear? Even if you didn't hear from others, but there's certain things you can realize yourself. Elokei Olam Hashem. Hashem is the Elokim, is the God forever. Borei Kitzos Haaretz. And He created the whole earth. Lo yiyaf lo yiga. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't become weary. Lo yiyaf lo yiga. He doesn't become weary. He doesn't tire. Ein cheker lisfunoso. There's no calculating Hashem's understanding. The Malbim explains, Elokei Olam Hashem. Elokei Olam, the God of the world, is Hashem. Hashem created the world. And not just the world with all the constellations and the heavens above the heavens and the malachim and everything that's happening, but Kitzos Haaretz. He's also Borei Kitzos Haaretz, the ends of the earth. Down here, He's created. And not just the center of the earth, but the ends. In other words, Hashem created everything. What's above and what's below and what's at the end of the earth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's happening. He's in control. Elokei Olam Hashem who's Borei Kitzos Haaretz. And after Hashem created it, it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer pays attention and Hashem doesn't know, because lo yiyaf lo yiga. Hashem doesn't weary and He doesn't become tired. Which the Malbim explains, yiyaf, ayefus, come from the fact that a person always needs another infusion of energy. Even if you're walking in something that's not too difficult, but if you walk and walk and walk and walk, at a certain point, you just need to take a drink, you need to sit down, you need to revive yourself. And then there are certain things that a person, the malach is hard. If a guy runs, so it could be he's only running a short distance and he's out of breath. That's lo yiga, to tire, that the work makes somebody tired. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any of this. Lo yiyaf lo yiga. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't find taking care of this planet difficult at all. Lo yiyaf lo yiga. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's happening. So that just leaves our second question. true Nistero Darki Me Hashem, you cannot say that. Hashem knows what's happening. He knows what we're doing. But Umeyalokai Mishpoti Yavor, that philosophical question that it seems that Hashem knows what's going to be, and He knows if we're going to do a mitzvah, and He knows if we're going to do an avera. And if He knows everything that's going to happen, how could there be reward or punishment? How do we have any free will? And the answer to that is in the pasuk. Ein cheker lisfunoso. There's no way of discerning, of understanding, ein cheker lisfunoso. You can't calculate Hashem's understanding. We touched upon this in a previous year, but the Rambam says, just like we can't grasp, we don't know what Hashem is. Hashem's essence is beyond human comprehension. Hashem has no body, has no form, He has no type of physical being. So anything you see in the world, you can't compare it to Hashem. Hashem is like nothing we can understand. We can look at the world and we're aware there's a creator, and we can understand how Hashem deals with the world, but we don't know Hashem's essence. For us, intelligence is something that we glean and we understand and we think about, or we were told, or we're able to observe, and the mind develops. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intelligence is not something that's gained from without. It's all part of Hashem. Now that was something we can't understand. But just like you don't understand Hashem, we don't understand how Hashem knows what's going to be. But that's the way it is. Ein cheker lisfunoso. There's no calculating Hashem's understanding. It's something that is intrinsically His. That's part of Hashem, which is beyond our comprehension. So we do have free will. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether we're going to do a mitzvah, and He knows whether we're going to do an avera, but even so, you have free will. It's up to us to decide what to do, and if you do good, there'll be a reward, and for doing wrong, there's a punishment. There's enough for an avera, gets a punishment. And if so, so how do we understand we're suffering so long in Golos? The answer is no sin layoif koach. Klal Yisrael, who's weary and exhausted in the galus, but Hashem will give them the strength. Ulein onim, and those that are powerless, otzma yarba, Hashem gives an abundant might that the gula will come. Right now we are ayefim, we're weary, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the koyach. The Metzudas learns, I say the Malbim learned Elokei Olam Hashem, that Hashem is the God of the world. He's created the world. Borei Kitzos Haaretz, with our earth and with the ends of the earth. Other Meforshim learn Elokei Olam Hashem. Hashem is the Elokim forever. Elokei Olam, He's the eternal God. Borei Kitzos Haaretz, and He created the whole earth from one end to another. And Hashem controls everything. Lo yiaf, lo yiga. And therefore, since Hashem never gets weary or tired, and His koach, Hashem's power, is eternal, and it's all over, ein cheker lisfunaso. We don't understand, we can't calculate Hashem's understanding, why the time hasn't come for Klal Yisrael to receive their just reward. But no sin layoiv koach. But the time will come that Hashem will give the weary, He'll give them the strength. Ulein onim, and those that don't have, that are powerless, otzma yarbe, they'll get an abundant might. It's interesting, the term olam. Olam means the world, and olam also means forever. In fact, even in the Siddur, a number of different, I looked at a few Sidurim. When we say in Shachris, in Birchas Kriyashma, Elokei Olam Barachamecho HaRabim Rachim Aleinu, over there it's translated, Elokei Olam, the Elokim who's eternal, forever. Barachamecho HaRabim, with your abundant compassion, Rachim aleinu, have rachmanis on us. And I saw the one of the Mefarshim says on the Siddur, Chazal say that on the fourth day when the sun was placed in the sky, the sun and the moon, the stars, Yehi Ma'oros Birkiya Shamayim, it's written lacking a vav, and Chazal say that it causes certain types of askara, certain types of death are caused. We don't know how what effects the planets, the luminaries have on this world, but there can be a certain harm that can be caused by the Ma'oros. Yehi Ma'oros Birkei Hashamayim, the fourth day, that day that they were placed in the sky. But here in the bracha of Yotzer Or, when we thank Hashem for creating the sun, which gives life to this world, but we put in this tefillah, Elokei Olam, the eternal God, Brachmecha Rabim, have rachmanis on us, that there should be just bracha from the Ma'oros. But here Elokei Olam means forever. When we say Adon Olam Asher Molach, there it's translated Adon Olam, the master of the universe. Adon Olam Asher Molach, who ruled B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, before any creation was formed. The Otzer HaTfilos brings down an explanation that it's a philosophical question. Is there anything that we could do for Hashem? Or is Hashem has everything? Hashem is Kol Yochol, He's omnipotent, He knows everything. Is there anything that we could do for Hashem? And it would perhaps seem that the one thing we could do is make Hashem the king. Because we know Ein Melech Belawam, you can't be a king without people. A guy who's alone on a desert island can say he's the king, but if he's got no servants, he's not a king. Barovom Hadras Melech, when you have a multitude, the more people that there are, the greater the kingdom is. The greater the king is. So it would seem that that is what we can give to Hashem, by declaring that Hashem is the king. But the truth is, even that is not giving anything to Hashem. Because a normal king is only a king when his servants accept him. He has servants, then he could be the king. If there's no servants, he can't be the king. But Hashem is the king without anybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world when there is no world. Whether it's a vacuum or there's people, Hashem controls everything. Hashem just makes us, and we're his servants. But, you know, it's not... He doesn't need us to make him his king. And that's what it says. Adon Olam. That Hashem is the master of the universe. Asher Molach. But he ruled. He was already reigned. He already ruled B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Before there was any form. Before any form was created. Leis Nafsa Nasa B'chefsa Kol. But when through his will, everything was done, what we could do is Azai Melech Shmo Nikra. We can proclaim him as the king. That we can do. If there's no people, there's no one to proclaim that Hashem is the king. But he's the king without us. Va'acharei kichlos hakol. And after everything is finished, and the world has ceased, still levado yimloch, nora. The awesome one, Hashem will rule. Levado yimloch, he'll still rule. He was, he is, and he will be, b'sifara, in that splendor and the royalty of Hashem. He's the king whether we are around or we're not around. We don't make Hashem the king. But what we could do is we can proclaim him, Azai Melech Shemo Nikra. Now we're able to proclaim to the world that Hashem is king. So Olam can mean two things. It can mean eternal, it can mean forever, and it can mean the physical, the world. But Elokei Olam Hashem, in both senses, the God of the world, the eternal Elohim, who created Kitzosa Aretz, Lo Yiaf Lo Yiga, and he doesn't become weary, he doesn't become tired, Ein Cheker Lisfunaso. But we can't comprehend Hashem's Tevuna, Hashem's understanding. No sein la yoif koach. The time will come that Klal Yisrael that's weary, Hashem will give us that strength. Ulein onim, and those that are powerless, otzma yarbe, they'll have abundant might. Right now, it seems like the goyim have the strength But v'yafu na'orim v'yigo, the youths, those that are na'orim, and Rashi has a pshat, like minu orim min ha-mitzvos, they're emptied out, like any good has been shaken out, that they don't retain it. They have no good. But even those that are na'orim, you could understand na'orim as those that are vibrant and have strength, the young ones, or those that don't have the mitzvos, they're minu orim min ha-mitzvos, but they'll also become tired. V'yafu na'orim v'yigo, they may weary and tire. U'bachurim, and the young men, and those are the ones, the bachurim are even stronger. They don't become tired so quickly. The bachurim, they have more strength. But kashol yikashelu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can cause them to falter, to stumble, to trip. So either they themselves will become exhausted, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause their downfall. So those that we look at now, we see the Goyim seem to be so strong and powerful, but it won't be forever. V'kovei Hashem yachalifu koach. But those who hope is in Hashem, yachlifu koach, will have renewed strength. Yalu Aver kanasharim, they'll grow wings like the eagles. Yorutsu, they'll run, velo yigo, and they won't become tired. As we mentioned, the word yigia is to become tired from the strenuous activity. So if you run, normally you get tired, but there yorutsu velo yigo. And even yelchu, when they go, which is not a tiring activity to just walk, but yelchu velo yiyofu, they won't become weary, they won't need something to refresh them, they won't need to take their energy drink. But they won't become weary. Those that place their hope in Hashem will renew their strength. The Gemara brings this pasuk as the example of those that are osek b'Torah, even in their old age, they're constantly refreshed. The word v'kovei is actually, it's interesting, the Radak brings it down, and the Mincha Shai quotes him, that the yud b'tzeri, the yud is pronounced with a tzeri, and it's pronounced v'koyei. V'koyei Hashem yachlifu choach. And I heard in Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, when they lain this as a haftorah, that's the way they lain it. V'koyei Hashem yachlifu choach. But other places, I think most places lain it v'kovei, even though the Mincha Shai and the Radak mention the pronunciation as v'koyei. But v'kovei Hashem yachlifu choach, those that hope in Hashem, yachlifu choach, they'll renew their strength, yalu aver, and they'll like grow wings, kind of sharim, like the eagle that will suddenly soar to the sky, and Klal Yisrael will rise up. Yorutsu, they'll come running back to Eretz Yisrael, v'lo yigo, without being weary, and yelchu v'lo yiofu, they will not become weary. Perek Mem Aleph. Hacharishu Eilai Iyim. Now the Novi says, Hacharishu, be quiet to hear me. Hacharishu Eilai Iyim, you islands, the nations of the world scattered all over, be quiet to listen. As the Mitzuda says, when somebody's speaking, you can't hear what others are saying. So you got to quiet down in order to hear the words of the Novi, the words of Hashem. Hachlifu Eilai Iyim, you islands, be silent to hear. Ulu'umim, and then the nations, Yachlifu Koach, should renew their strength and be prepared to debate and argue. Yigshu, let them come close. Oz yidaberu, and then they'll speak. Yachtov la mishpat nikrova, together let us approach for judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be a point where he's going to rebuke the nations of the world and prove to them what wrong they've done. And when somebody debates, there are a number of things that can prevent him from arguing his point. Sometimes a person just feels he's inferior, and who's he to say his words? He doesn't feel worthy of arguing. But hacharishu elayim, you islands, be quiet to hear what Hashem says, and then we're going to discuss it. And if you feel that you're small, you're like this little island, but ulu'umim, I'm addressing my words to you, great nations. And as the great lu'umim, say exactly your case. And you also shouldn't feel that I'm stunning you and all of a sudden bringing up this point and you didn't have a chance to develop your arguments and to think through what you want to say. But yachlifu choach. There'll be the time that you'll be able to renew your strength. You can think of all your answers and all of your advice and counsel. Whatever you want to say, you'll have that chance to be yachlifu choach. And sometimes a person's afraid. His opponent is just so powerful, he's afraid to start up and to say what he wants. But yigshu, come close. Oz yedaberu, and then you'll speak. You can come close, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't give you that fear. I'll let you say whatever you feel you can say. And whatever you say, if you're correct, yachtov la mishpat nikrova, you'll come together, we'll come to judge, and to see who's right, Klal Yisrael or the Goyim. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to discuss how he's done so much for Klal Yisrael in the past, and the Geula will come. And the next psukim are understood in a number of different ways. So I'm going to learn the few psukim, we'll learn it a few, run through the psukim with a few different approaches. The Mari Kora learns that this nevuah was said by Yeshaya Hanavi, and he was toward the end of the first Beis HaMikdash. And he's already foreseeing, we've had nevuahs about the destruction, Bavel destroying the Beis HaMikdash, there being a Churban, we're already up to the Nechama, the consolation. And now the Navi says, Mi Heir Mi Mizrach, who's the one who aroused from the east? Koresh. The Babylonian Empire was destroyed by Paras Umadai, by Persia and Media, by those nations. Who aroused them to come in Mizrach from the east? Tzedek yikra'eyu l'raglo. And wherever he would come, he would call out in my name, Tzedek yikra'eyu, he would call out righteousness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Koresh. There's a pasuk that says elsewhere in Yeshaya, Ko amar Hashem l'mishicho, L'koresh asher hachazakti b'yamino. Hashem calls Koresh like his Mashiach, his anointed one, his chosen leader. And Hashem chose Koresh to destroy Bavel, to conquer it, and then to give permission for Klal Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And Koresh came out of the east and was able to overcome Bavel, Tzedek yikra'eyu l'raglo. And the reason why is because he would call out with tzedek, with stucco, with righteousness, and he would tell Klal Yisrael, you can leave and build the second Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, yitein lefon of goyim umalochim yard, because of what Koresh would do, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered nations to him, and he subdued kings before him. Yitenk lefonov goyim umalochim yard, yitenk ka'ofar charbo. His sword would kill the enemy ka'ofar and they'd be all over like dirt. That's in every place. Kekash nidof kashto. And his bow would fell the enemy like kash nidof, like straw that's blown about. And Hashem gave that power to Koresh. Year to fame, he would pursue the enemy, Yavor Shalom, and he would be able to cross in peace Orach Baraglav Lo Yovo, even though this was on a path that he hadn't gone previously. Mi Paul Vasa, who's the one who's done such a wonder? Kore Hadoros Meirosh. And it's the one who's proclaimed the generations from the beginning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before there ever was the Babylonian Empire, Hashem said there'd be such a Malchus, there would be Bavel, and Bavel would be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said all of this in advance. Ani Hashem Rishon, I Hashem, who's been from the very beginning, and I told Avraham Avinu that they're going to go down to, his children would go down to Mitzrayim, and they would be brought up from Mitzrayim. Vesachronim anihu. And I'm with the end, and I'm telling you about the Golos Bavel, that Daryovish will come, and he will destroy the Babylonian Empire. Ro, Iyim v'yiro. The nations have seen this. It was Paras and Modai, these two countries, led by their leaders, they saw this, Kitzos Aretz Yecherodu, and at the ends of the earth it was trembling, Karvu Vayes Soyun, they came near, Karvu Vayes Soyun, they approached and came. And the Nevuah is talking about the destruction of Bavel. That's the way Ma'ari Kora interprets it. Rashi that this learns that this is referring to Avraham Avinu. Mi heir mi mizrach. Who is the one who inspired Avraham Avinu to come from the east? Eretz Yisrael, we all know, is by the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean's on the west. Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael from the other side, from the east. Mi heir mi mizrach. Who is the one who inspired Avraham Avinu to come from the east? Tzedek yikra'eyu liraglo. Wherever Avraham Avinu stepped, at every footstep, there was righteousness. And he called out the existence of Hashem and the chesed of Hashem wherever he went. Tzedek yikra'eyu liraglo. He convinced and he taught everybody the belief in Hashem. Yitain lefon of Goyim. Hashem gave the nations in front of Avraham Avinu. He defeated the four kings. Umalochim yard, and he subdued the kings. Yitain ka'ofar charbo. His enemies were, before his sword, they were like dirt. Kekash nidof kashto, and his bow killed as many as the straw that's blown away. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Amar of Chana Bar Livoy, Amar Shem Rabbah, the great Shem, the son of Noach. Noach had sons, Shem, Chom, and Yefes. The great Shem, Amar Shem Rabbah Eliezer, the great Shem said to Eliezer, Ki osu alaychu malche mizrachu marav. When you went to battle against the four kings, the kings from the east and the west, ki oso alaychu malchim mizrachu marav, atun hechi avdisu. How did you deal with it? How did you fight against those mighty kings? Amar leis Hashem said, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram. Kaviyachol, of course, what this means, we can't understand it literally, but Hashem took Avraham Avinu v'osvei mi'amine, and Hashem put Avraham Avinu at his right hand. V'havashadinon afra, and Hashem was right there with Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu would throw dirt. V'havucharbi, and the dirt would turn into swords. Gili, he took straw, he picked up whatever was on the ground, the straw, V'havu giri, and it became arrows. Shenemar, there's a posik in Tehillim. Mizmor leDavid. Nu'um Hashem ladoni. Hashem said to my master, to Avraham Avinu, Shev liyamini. Hashem said to Avraham, stay here by my right side. I'm with you. Ad oshi soivecha adom l'raglecha. Till I make their enemy as a footstool. that you'll be able to step on the opposition. Even it says, Miheir mi Mizrach, our pasuk here. Who's the one who aroused Avram Avinu from the east? Tzedek Yikra'eyu L'raglo, the one that wherever he went, called out the righteousness. You know who's the one? The one who was Yitain Lefon of Goyim, who put the Goyim in front of Avram, Umalachim Yard, that he subdued the kings. Yitain Ka'ofar Charbo, that the dirt became like sword, like swords, Kikaf Nidosh Kashko, and the straw blown around became like arrows. Then the Gemara says over the story, a well-known story, but in reference to this, it says the story with Nochum Ish Gamzu, that whatever happened to him, he used to always say Gamzu Latova. One day, the Jews wanted to send a present to the Kesar, to the emperor, and they were debating who should they send a present with, who should be the emissary. And they said, let's send Nochum Ish Gamzu to Melumed ben Nisim, because Nisim always happened with him, and who knows what's going to happen on the way. Better to send somebody like Nochum Ish Gamzu. Anyways, he went, and when he came to an inn, he was going to spend the night. And the people said to him, by the way, what do you have in this suitcase? What's in the trunk? Is it anything important? So he said, yeah, you should have to take good care of it. This is a present for the king. So at night, they opened up the chest and they emptied out all of the gold and the diamonds and whatever treasure was in that box, and they filled it with dirt. So he shouldn't realize that the box is empty. And then they sealed it up. Anyways, when he came to the emperor and he said, oh, here's a present from the Jews. So he opened up the box and he saw it was dirt. So he said, Achuchi komachaychis be Yehudoi, the Jews are making fun of me. They send a box of dirt to the king. So they were going to kill Nochum Ish Gamzu. So the Gemara says, he said, Gamzu Latova. Whatever happened, he said, Gamzu Latova. Eliyahu Hanavi came and appeared to them as one of the officers there, as if he was one of the group. And he said to them, before you go ahead and you kill Nochum Ish Gamzu, before you do anything, maybe this is the dirt from the dirt that Avraham Avinu used. Because what we just learned now, Avraham Avinu took the dirt and he threw it at the enemy and it turned into swords. So they tested it out. There was a certain country that they weren't able to defeat. So they sent this box of dirt and they tested it out. They threw it against the enemy and it killed all of the enemy army and they won the war. So they sent back Nochum Ish Gamzu back. They filled the box with gold and they sent it back with him as a present back to the Jews for sending this miracle dirt. He came to the inn and the people were surprised to see him. They said, what happened? He said, oh, I brought whatever I took from here, I brought over there, and they were very happy with that dirt. You know, whatever you sent, it won the war. I'm sure they corroborated that was true. So they filled boxes with this dirt and they brought it to the king. And of course the king saw that it was just plain dirt. And then they were killed. But that's the story, the way Chazal learned over here, Yitain Ka'ofar Charbo, that Avraham Avinu's dirt became like swords, Kekash Nidof Kashto, like straw blown around, became arrows. Year de fame. Avraham Avinu chased after those kings. Year de fame. Yavor Shalom. And he crossed in peace. Orach Baraglav Lo Yovo. Even though it was a path where his feet hadn't gone before, he was on unfamiliar territory, but he chased the kings all the way up north, by Yir Dov Adom. He chased them a great distance. Mipoal Va'asa, who's the one who did all this? It's Kore Hadoros Merosh, the one who's proclaimed the generations from the beginning. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Adam Arisha knew what every generation would be. Hashem has called forth the generations. Ani Hashem Rishon, I Hashem am the first, Besachronim Anihu. And just like I was there from the beginning, I'm with you at the end. And even though we're now in Golus, but Hashem says He's with us. The Malbim learns, Mi Heir Mi Mizroch is a nevuah about Mashiach. That Mashiach is going to come. Mi Heir Mi Mizroch. Who's the one who aroused Mashiach to come? What aroused him? What caused him to come? Usually a king will come, either he wants to become a powerful, he loves the honor and the control that he's rules over the world. Sometimes there's a king that does it because he's wants to get revenge, or he wants to defeat, he wants the sense of victory. Well, sometimes the king just wants to own everything. He wants to be the wealthiest and control the world. But Mi Heir Mi Mizroch, who is going to arouse Mashiach to come? Mashiach is not interested in that. He's not interested in the covet, he's not interested in the revenge, he's not interested in the money. Tzedek Yikar Eyu L'Raglo. Mashiach is going to be there just to spread the righteousness, that wherever he goes, he's going to proclaim Hashem. And where he goes is not going to be determined by anything except for tzedek. He's not going to do nichush, it's not going to be based on superstition or any other things. He's going to go where tzedek, where the righteous dictates he should go. And when we look at, so that's the question, who's inspiring Mashiach to come? And we look at the way Mashiach will defeat and will conquer the world and will bring the world to the awareness of Hashem. You look at the type of victory. Normally, a person defeats the king, and once the king has been defeated, he rules over the country. But here, Yitain Lefon of Goyim, first the Goyim will accept him and they'll be subservient and the nations will be given before Mashiach. And then like afterwards, the Malachim Yard, he'll subdue the nations of the world. So the victory of Mashiach will be in an unusual manner. And the type of victory, Yitain Ke'ofar Charbo, the nations will be given like dirt in front of his sword. Kekash Nidov Kashto, like straw blown around, so too the kings will be subdued by Mashiach. Year de fame, even though he chases after them, Yavar Shalom, wherever he goes, it's as if he goes in peace, as if he's not coming for war. Even though he's going to defeat them, and it's an Orach Baraglov Lo Yavo, a path where he hasn't gone previously. But the fact that he's going with the Tzedek, with the Yeshua of Hashem, so too he'll come and he'll spread the knowledge of Hashem in the world and he'll conquer them all to serve Hashem. Mipo'al va'asa. So now, nations of the world, think about this. Mipo'al va'asa. Who is the one who has done such a great thing? Korei hadoros meirosh, the one who's called the generations. Meirosh from the beginning. It's Ani Hashem Rishon. I'm Hashem who at the beginning is telling you this in advance. Besachronim Ani Hu. And I'll be with Klal Yisrael at the very end. Ro Iyim V'Yiro. The islands saw V'Yiro and they feared. Kitzos ha'aretz yecharodu, the ends of the earth shuddered. Korvu, they approached. Vayesoyun, and they came. This is either referring, again, to the times of Avram, or to the times of Koresh, or the times of Mashiach, but the nations of the world come together to do battle. Ishes re'eyu yazoru, one says to the other, one helps out the other. Ula'achiv Yomar Chazok, and he tells his brother to be strong. And what's interesting is, they made a song out of this, Ishes Re'eyu Yazoru. But the simple meaning seems actually to be talking about idol worship. Vayechazek chorash es tzoreif, the woodworker who would make an idol would encourage the goldsmith, the one who smelts and makes the metal. Machlik patish, the one who finishes the hammer and he finishes up the final hammering onto this idol. He would encourage, as holem poam, the one who pounds from the beginning. At the beginning you give a big pound and a big blow to chop your wood down to size. And then at the end you do the gentler touches, like a makib patish. He's machlik patish, he finishes it up, and he would be machazik, the one who's holem poam, the one who starts this project. Omer la devek, he would say of the glue, tovu, it's good. Vayechazkeu v'masmerim lo yimot, he would strengthen it with nails that it shouldn't loosen. So too the goyim seemed to strengthen each other and encourage each other and making their idols without acknowledging that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And their power, the idols have no strength and they have no power. They have to help their idols, while HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help out Klal Yisrael. But Rashi brings a pshat also, according to which you could sing the song. Ish Esriyehu Yazoru is referring, we were talking about the battle of Avram and the kings. And we know that after Avram Avinu met Shem, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, Hotzi Lechem Voyoyin, Malki Tzedek brought out bread and wine to greet Avram Avinu, and he blessed him, and Avram Avinu gave him Meiser. Ish Esriyehu Yazoru, one of them would help out the other. Actually, starting from Pasuk Hey, Ro Iyim V'Yiro, Rashi says, the other nations saw that battle of the king, and they were all afraid of Avram. Shem was afraid of Avram, because he thought Avram Avinu is going to say to him, look at your children. Shem, what kind of children did you have? Kedor Laomer Melech Elam. Elam was a child of Shem. That nation came from Shem. So Ro'im, the nation saw V'yiro, and they were afraid. Shem was afraid. What's Avram Avinu going to say to him? And Avram was afraid of Shem, because Avram Avinu killed the enemy army. So he killed the children of Shem. So they both were afraid of each other. Shem had children like that. Avram Avinu killed them. Kitzos ha'aretz yecherodu. And at the ends of the earth they trembled. Korvu v'yesoyun. But then Avram and Shem met each other and they came together. Ish Esriyehu Yazoru. One strengthened and encouraged the other. Ulaochiv Yomar Chazok. And he said to they said to each other to strengthen and encourage them in their avoda. Shem blessed Avram, Baruch Avram, Lekel Elyon, and Avram gave Maaser to Shem. They encouraged each other. Vayechazek Chorosh es Tzoreif. Chorosh is the one who is the carpenter. That's referring to Shem, who helped build the Teva. He built the ark. So Vayechazek Chorosh, the carpenter, helped es Tzoreif, the one who purifies metal, who purifies things. That's Avram Avinu, who purified people. He was Tzoreif es Abrios. It's Tzoreif the Brios lekarven el Hashchina, that he purified people to bring them to Hashem. So Vayechazek Chorosh es Tzoreif, the carpenter Shem, was Machazek Avram Avinu. Machlik Patish, the one that finished up the touches with a hammer, strengthened as holem poam, the one who would give a tremendous bang, referring to Avram Avinu, who had gave a blow and he defeated the four kings. Shem was strengthened him. Oimer la devek tovu, He said it's good for somebody to cling to Hashem, to be close to Hashem and attached to Hashem, that's good. Vayichazkeyu v'masmerim, and shame was mechazek Avram, like with nails, that lo yimot, he shouldn't move from his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should be mechuzak. Ishes Rieu Yazoru, the Malbim learns, the nations of the world when Mashiach comes are going to, there's going to be a fear and a sense of urgency. And Ishes Rieu Yazoru, one is going to help the other. And he's going to say, don't just rely on me, but Elochiv Yomar Chazak, you yourself have to be Machazik. Don't rely on my help. By Chazak Chorosh as Tzoreif. Chorosh is the craftsman who creates a kli. He's the one who makes the vessel. But he needs the raw material. So he's mechazek the tzoreif, the one who purifies the metal. He says, you got to hurry up. I need the metal in order to make my weapons. So he's mechazek the tzoreif. Machlik patish, the one who wants to finish up the last bangs, he strengthens us whole and palm. He speaks to the guy at the other end of the assembly line. And he says, you got to hurry up. The hole and palm, the guy with the big bangs, move along so that I can finish. Omer la devek tovu. And even if they have broken weapons, there's going to be such an urgency to get out all of the armaments. Even if they got to glue it together. Omer la devek tovu. The glue is good. By chaskeo v'masmerim. And we'll strengthen it with nails. Lo yimot, that it shouldn't move. But this is maybe the way all of the goyim reacted. But va'ata Yisrael avdi, you klal Yisrael, Yisrael, you're my servant. Yaakov asher b'charticha, Yaakov that I chose, Zera Avram ohavi, the children, the descendants of Avram that I loved. Rashi says, I did all this for Avram Avinu, that I encouraged him, I gave him the, Avram Avinu on his own came to recognize Hashem, but there was a siyata dishmaya. Hashem helped him understand and encouraged him. But I did that for Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu didn't come from tzaddikim. So v'ata you, Yisrael Avdi, Yisrael who's my servant, and Yisrael had a father, Yitzchak. He had a grandfather, Avram. He already has a Zechus Avos. Zera Avram Ohavi. You're the descendants of Avram Ohavi who loved me. He wasn't told about HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his parents. He wasn't rebuked. He on his own had to come from the Ava that he had for Hashem. And you're the Zer Avram Ohavi. And therefore, certainly, I'll help out Klal Yisrael, the descendants, we who come from Yisrael. As the Malbim says, there are different reasons why a person, a king may love somebody. Sometimes a king has a servant who's so faithful, the king loves that servant. He's such a good servant. Sometimes he just happens to like the person. Not that the person is valuable, not that he's an integral part of running the government, but the king takes a liking to him. And each one has an advantage. On one hand, if he likes the person, he might decide not to like him. While the person who's needed perhaps is indispensable. But if he's only there because he's needed, somebody else might be better. But here for Klal Yisrael, we don't have to worry. V'ata Yisrael Avdi. You Yisrael, you're my Eved, you're my servant. You're the one we're the ones who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we're so special to Him. And we're Yisrael, meaning Klal Yisrael on their high level, meaning we're so good. We're Yisrael, and we're Avdi. Hashem says we're His servant. We're also Yaakov Asher B'charticha. That even if we're not so good, even if Klal Yisrael stumbles, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us. For whatever reason, the king took a liking. So we have two functions. We're needed, we're the We're like the Eved, we're the servant of the king, who's Yisrael, who's unsurpassed. We're Yisrael Avdi. We're also Yaakov Hashibach Articha. Hashem chose us even before we reached this level of Yisrael. He chose us when we were Yaakov. And you don't have to worry that perhaps Klal Yisrael might do such averus, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still might take away his favor. Because Zera Avram Ohavi, because Avram Avinu, if Hashem only liked us because of us, perhaps we might do something that can, we'll lose that favor. But here was Zera Avram Ohavi. We have a Zechus Avos, we have an ancestor Avram Avinu, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, and therefore the Navi will continue. We'll continue Yirtzeh Hashem next week, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he'll bring the Geula to Klal Yisrael, who's now in Golus. Yeah.